Take chronic depression, one of the most common mental illnesses. Half of patients don't respond to the medications they are prescribed. Half. Many of them continue to try pill after pill.
Prozac, Paxil, you name it, I have been on it. And cocktails, a mixture of this, that, and the other thing.
Virginia Van Ryn of New Jersey has struggled with anxiety and depression most of her life. With every new prescription, she hoped the darkness would lift.
You wait, and I do a lot of crying. I mean, I cry, and I lie on the couch, and I sleep.
No psychiatrist or therapist could shed light on why, for Van Ryn, nothing worked.
I think that we do operate in the dark.
Psychiatrist Jay Lombard is determined to generate light. He's chief scientific officer for Genomind, a Chalfont biotech company. He says the same complicated mechanisms that create mental illness can offer clues as to how people will react to medications.
Clearly, genetic factors and biological factors are critically important to improve the predictability of what type of treatment should be applied for particular types of patients to improve their response rates.
Genomind, in essence, uses patients' spit to see inside their brains.
So this is a collection tube. You're able to extract DNA from just a little bit of saliva. And so a patient would spit into the collection tube. It's sent to our lab, and there's an analytical process looking at the raw data of the genes that are involved in psychiatric clinical medicine.
10 genes are analyzed in the test. Some are genes related to metabolism, explains Dr. Rachel Dicker, Director of Clinical Sciences at Genomind.
Someone might have a gene which makes it more likely that they would slowly break down certain medications, and therefore they would be more predisposed to having side effects or toxicities. And that would be important for the clinician to know, to think about how they would want to dose a medication.
Modern antidepressants work by increasing serotonin levels in the brain. So the Genomind analysis looks at whether a patient is genetically ill-equipped to respond to so-called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Prozac is one example. Genomind found this trait in Virginia Van Ryn. It's why many common medications didn't work for her.
It was both a relief and a sadness. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, you know, there's nothing I can do. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, I'm not crazy. I knew there was something wrong and nobody understood.
Jay Lombard says the relief she expresses is not uncommon.
When a patient is able to see that there is a biological process driving an underlying psychiatric disorder, there is truly a transformational process that occurs in the patient's mind about, A, it's not their fault, that if they've had treatment failures, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person or they're weak, or to give up hope on the field of psychiatry. It empowers the patient.
The Genomind test is covered by many insurance companies. Paid out of pocket, it costs $750. Tests like this one are helpful, says Falk Lohoff at the University of Pennsylvania, but they are not the be-all and end-all.
These genetic tests are tools that can help us. They will give us more information, but they're by no means deterministic, meaning that just because you have a certain marker that you're untreatable.
Lohoff conducts research in the same field, identifying genetic markers that predict better treatment responses. He says the Genomind test is a step in the right direction, but doesn't cover enough ground.
We're looking at 10 genes only, and the human genome is much more complex than 10 genes, and probably many, many more variants and genes are involved in drug response in general. So this is a very small portion of the variance that is captured by these tests. And really what's needed is prospective clinical testing.
At Genomind, psychiatrist Jay Lombard gets exasperated by the chorus of caution around genetic testing.
Show me more data, show me more data, show me more data. And in the meantime, what happens is that patients suffer through the process of not being able to translate what we know at the bench side to the bedside.
Virginia Van Ryn says the Genomind test changed her life. Since she took the test, her therapist has come up with a new course of treatment that involves stimulants, which she says has allowed her to finally know what it's like to want to do things, like get out of bed. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.